Hey, Grist City, this is Hannah G, and I'm going to be reading from 2 Corinthians 5, 16 through 21. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting the trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. I don't know about you, but when I start to focus on earthly things, I tend to lose hope almost immediately. This finite experience laden with cares and pains and even the things that bring pleasures or success aren't enough for me. I need something outside of myself. I need something outside of the material, maybe even something outside of time. Something or someone bigger than the whole world that I try to conquer. For the entire history of humanity, we have looked to the heavens and spoken with the stars to try to piece together our purpose on the earth. Why do we do this? I think deep within each of us is an understanding that we can't fix any of the brokenness and chaos in the world alone. We know there is something beyond that can guide us and bless us and heal us, that can bring reconciliation, renewal, redemption, for all of this brokenness that touches even to the atoms that comprise existence. The fool says in his heart there is no God. But what does the wise man do? The wise man consults the law that has been written on his heart and turns his eyes beyond the cosmos to commune with his creator. The wise man is humble and meek and receives help from the healer. The wise man believes God when he says that there is something new afoot that only he can do. This is the sacrifice of his son who died and then rose from the grave. His son, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is creating a new heavens and a new earth. Whereas in the beginning, creation made its halt on the seventh day and the breath of God rested, now there is an eighth day and it is filled with wonder and glory and reconciliation. This creation, while imbibed with God's intention and purpose, is fallen. I need the new creation. I need a new Adam to imitate. I need to become something new. I need to see redemption, and I need to experience reconciliation. I don't want to act like the fool who says in his heart there is no God. I want to be the wise man who believes God and has the eyes to see, even in a mirror dimly, the new creation that is breaking through. I want to be reconciled to God, no longer walking according to the flesh, the things limited to this fallen world. I want to believe God and participate in what he is doing. I want to submit myself to his purpose in every area of my life, down to how I rise and even how I lie down. I want reconciliation. Praise be to God that I can participate, that I have been given the grace to walk with him. Praise be to God that he has done the work to begin the new creation in me. I need only respond. I need only bow myself before him and say, here I am, send me. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this season that we're in. Thank you that we get to hear from each other. Thank you that we get to read your word every day. That's such a blessing. I thank you for the gift that is the new creation. I thank you for the gift that is the resurrection that we'll be celebrating in a few weeks. I thank you that you have done the work for us and that you extend your hand to us. There's never been a time in history where you haven't been the one to make the first move. So I thank you for that. And I thank you for the power that you give us and the grace that you give us to accept your hand. I pray that each one of us through this Lent season would walk in joy and gratitude instead of despair or condemnation. Pray that as we walk out repentance That it would be in fullness with peace and joy, and that we would sense your glory and what you have for us. I pray that we would be reconciled to you, that we would accept the gift of forgiveness, and that we would walk in true repentance and be reconciled to you. And I pray that then we could go out and extend that ministry to other people as well. Anyways, we pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen.